This is 90.3 KEDM. Good morning. I'm Corey Crow. Governor John Bel Edwards' two terms in office ends on Monday. ULM political science professor Dr. Pearson Cross says the Democrat from Tangipahoa Parish consistently battled with Republicans and the Republican-controlled legislature. He says the battle started on the first day in office when the House rejected the governor's choice for House Speaker.
He started off already knowing that he would not, in fact, have many of the powers that the governor traditionally exercises in Louisiana. He also started off with an enormous budget deficit left to him by his predecessor.
Edwards and the legislature had to address a $2 billion budget deficit in his first year in office. It took a sales tax increase and other budgetary moves to get the state out of the red. Edwards' first executive order was expanding Medicaid coverage to some 400,000 Louisianians. In 2017, the governor pushed criminal justice reform measures aimed at reducing the state's prison population and taking the savings to fund programs and using that to cut down recidivism. In 2020, the governor had to impose COVID restrictions that many Republicans thought just went too far.
And he faced the COVID crisis with expertise and aplomb and actually acquitted himself quite well there, although he ran into some problems, of course.
Cross believes Edwards will be tarnished by the deaths of three toddlers whose endangerment had been reported to the Department of Children and Family Services in 2022, but the state agency didn't act quick enough. Edwards supported DCFS Secretary Marquita Garner-Walters until she resigned. A new law requiring Louisiana health insurance providers to pay fertility preservation costs for cancer patients whose treatment could render them sterile went into effect this week. The bill's author, Baton Rouge Representative Paula Davis, said it applies to new health plans and existing health care plans.
It is a wonderful option for those that unfortunately do receive that diagnosis and are young and afraid that maybe they won't be able to have a biological child once the treatment is completed.
The new legislation also allows religious organizations to apply for exemptions if they have conflicting beliefs about fertility preservation. Davis says the mandate doesn't apply to Medicaid or health insurance plans through the state health care exchange. Coverage for patients who are going through chemotherapy, radiation, or other procedures is limited.
The insurance company is required to store, to freeze the egg or the sperm for up to 3 years. After 3 years, it's at your own expense.
I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe.